Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Detroit Lions released what they deem an unofficial depth chart. But it is a depth chart nonetheless. And I absolutely love... I love artist renderings and I love depth charts. I'm a little, I've grown a bit leery of artist renderings because I think about the Detroit sign that is now along I-94 and how the artist renderings had it looking like the Hollywood sign.
Right.
And when it came out, it doesn't look anything like that. And I felt like it was an unfair depiction and people were disappointed in it because of the artist renderings. And I think about artist renderings of Little Caesars Arena and how that is a major disappointment because it didn't live up to the, it hasn't
Where's the
yet.
Red roof?
Where's the red roof? Where's the, you know, the streets and the condos and the people sitting on Bay Hills and somebody playing a guitar and the juggler and, you know, where are the yoga class outdoors and all this stuff?
Where's that food truck?
That's depicted in the artist renderings. And I start to think that artist renderings aren't doing anybody any favors. So I've kind of backed off my artist. I get excited, but I'm starting to wonder if they do more damage than good, because there is no yoga class outside of LCA, and the Detroit sign, the letters are only like 7 feet high instead of 30 feet high.
Right, it's not Detroit. Yeah. It's Detroit.
Yeah. But depth charts, unofficial ones even, don't do any damage. So a couple thoughts about the first unofficial Detroit Lions depth chart. That has come out. And I think it was Eric Woodyard off Twitter that we grabbed it from. I want to give credit where credit is due.
Well, this
is
compiled by Lions PR.
Compiled by Lions PR, but I don't care who compiled it. I don't care if it was, you know, Stan the intern that put it together.
It might have been Stan the intern.
It might have been Stan the intern.
Did they have an intern named Stan?
I don't know. It was Stan or Joe or Jackson. Every other kid's named Jackson these days.
Becky.
So anyway, we got this unofficial depth chart. Did anything stand out to you? And I guess I will start. It's really weird to see one backup wide receiver. There is one backup wide receiver, which means they're one injury away, one guy being tired, to depleting their backup receiving core to zero. And I'm thinking, now there's two things about it. They got the 53, which is currently only 52. They can activate a player off the practice squad. Is it basically a tryout between the omnipresent Tom Kennedy, Donovan Peoples-Jones, kid they got from the Jets, played at Penn State, the Detroit kid.
Allen Robinson.
Thank you. And Tim Patrick. Is there a tryout for that last receiver spot this week? Because there's only four receivers listed on the depth chart.
Well, I keep this in mind with the Lions that their running backs give them depth at receiver. Jahmyr Gibbs has worked out with the receivers. Sione Vaki is someone who can play receiver and run great routes. They also have perhaps an extra spot. Well, we know it, although I was very encouraged hearing Dan Campbell this morning talk about DJ Reader, that he's progressing in the right direction. But they'll know a lot more after practice today and tomorrow, or tomorrow, I guess, because they don't practice today. They'll learn a lot more about it. So if he's able to play, he's on this depth chart. But if he's not able to play, does that open up that's going to open up some other spot? Everybody seems to think Pekka will be the guy brought up, but to your point, that's still, still 52. So will it be a receiver? I think it might be. Although, I don't know. It's the Rams. Do you feel like you want to have an extra guy on defense or an extra guy on offense?
I don't know. I mean, I think Reader's health plays a big role in this.
Yeah, even if Reader's active, guys, they might bring Pekka up just because you're not sure how many snaps Reader can play because he just really just started practicing, right? And the thing about the receiver is if they do bring a receiver up, I'm going to go DPJ just because he knows the playbook. He can play special teams. I think eventually Tim Patrick's going to be the guy, but, I mean, he just got here. He probably barely knows the playbook. So my guess is it's going to be Pekka though because they don't know about Reader. But if for some reason they decide not to bring Pekka up, I think it's DPJ.
You know, and the other thing is if they call up Pekka and they have to roll with four wide receivers, you mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs and Sione Vaki. I don't think you mentioned Sam Laporta, but they could split Sam Laporta out to a wide receiver spot or a slot receiver.
They could absolutely do that.
So there's a lot of versatility there. And yet, it's just odd to look at a depth chart. Jameson Williams, like Isaiah Williams is listed as the backup to Amon-Ra. Behind Jameson Williams on this depth chart, nobody. Behind Khalif Raymond on this depth chart, nobody. So it's also, I mean, seeing Terrion Arnold, there's your rookie. And
starting a corner.
That's from day one, and this can be a tough thing for rookies to do, and I guess we knew that. The good news is if he does struggle, which won't be the end of the world, okay? It's not the end of the world. Rookies early in their careers against Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp might struggle. Amik Robertson's played. And I think they probably know what they're getting in him.
Another thing in the unofficial depth chart, guys, is are you a little surprised there's no nickelback listed? It's three linebackers.
Yeah.
I believe last year they listed a nickelback.
I think they did.
And it was Brian Branch.
Yeah. And that's where you get into we don't even know what their first defensive personnel grouping will look like. And it's probably dependent upon what do the Rams trot onto the field? Like, are they trotting on three wide receivers or are they going, you know, two tight ends or whatever they put on the field might dictate what the Lions' opening defensive personnel grouping is, which could include a nickelback. Because in this group, yeah, they got the three linebackers, Anzalone, the Jack Campbell, and Derek Barnes. And then they have Brian Branch just listed as a safety. So, yeah, it could be something to look for. They do have DJ Reader listed as a starter.
Well, that they do right now.
Yep.
And I think when everybody's healthy, this is what a depth chart looks like when everybody's healthy. Mm-hmm. But we know not everybody will be healthy.
Yep. Anything else that stands out to you? Any other surprises at this point?
I don't think there's any surprises there. I did find it interesting as well that we're just the four receivers on the depth chart. But, I mean, this is who's on the roster. So you fill out the depth chart with guys in around the roster.
Yep.
As far as starters, no, nothing is surprising here.
David Montgomery is listed as the number one back. Jahmyr Gibbs is the number two back. Man, what a combination they are.
It's fantastic.
Can we come up with something other than thunder and lightning? When you have a power back and a fast back, there's got to be something other than thunder and lightning. Because that's what everybody calls. Yeah, we got thunder and we got lightning. Yeah, got it. What can we do something new and fresh?
Ali and Frazier?
Yeah, that's new and fresh. I think you went the complete opposite direction there, Gator. You want to go Joe Lewis and I don't know Wow. Who do you fight? The German guy? Like, what the
fuck? Schmeling?
Yeah. Was that your second option?
I was not expecting that. That missile.
It's Boog Powell and Lou Brock.
I'll sit out. I'll just.
Poor Gator.
Doug goes, can we come up with something fresh? Yes, Ali Frazier. What?
Sorry, I just saw a documentary on Ali the other night. So.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
How about Abbott and Costello? Should we go with that?
He's got jokes. It's funny today. Maybe I should rethink this.
Stony on line one.
You're killing me.
He came up with something better than I had. Nothing. He comes up with something. And I made out better for not having any creative thoughts whatsoever.
Doug's like, let's just go back with thunder and lightning. Yeah.
Thunder and lightning sounds good to me. I like thunder and lightning a lot.
Thunder and lightning, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just stick with thunder and lightning, okay?
Straight ahead. Lions quarterback Jared Goff is next.
Mean.
97.1 the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.